You are listening to Beyond Helm with Robin Beatty, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Robin Beatty, visit her on the web at robinbeatty.com, RobinBeatty.com. For more information about the other wonderful JCast Network podcasts, visit jcastnetwork.org. Now, I've never been a farm girl, but I can relate to this story. For who doesn't know someone like each one of these creatures? You tell me afterwards what you think. This is the story of the Little Red Hen. Well, once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a little red hen who shared her tiny cottage with a goose, a dog, and a cat. Well, one day, the little red hen, who always was doing all the work around the house, she cooked, she cleaned, she washed clothes, she took out the trash, she mowed the lawn and raked the leaves, she even did all the shopping. Well, one day, this little red hen, she found a few grains of wheat on the ground. She put them in the pocket of her apron, and when she got home, there they all were, the goose, the dog, and the cat. And she asked,
Well, who'll help me plant these grains of wheat? Are you going to help me? Are you going to help me?
Not I, said the goose.
Meow.
Not I, said the cat.
Not I, said the dog.
Well, then I guess I'll plant them myself. I'll plant them myself. Yeah, I'll plant them myself, she said.
And she did. Well, the grains of wheat began to sprout and reach up toward the sun. And the little red hen cried out to her friends,
Oh, look, look, the wheat is coming up. It's coming up. Who'll help me take care of it this summer?
Not I, said the goose.
Oh, not I,
said the cat.
Not I, said the dog.
Well, then I'll just do it myself. I'll walk, 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 walk,
and she did. All summer long, she cared for that growing wheat. She made sure it got enough water. And she hoed the weeds out carefully between each row. And by the end of the summer, the wheat had grown tall. And when it turned from gold to green to even golder, she asked her friends,
Well, hey, who's going to help me cut and thrash this wheat? Hey, who's going to help me,
Not I, said the goose.
Not I,
said the cat.
No, not I, not I, not I, said the dog.
Well, then I guess I'll have to do it myself.
And she did. When all of the wheat had been cut and the little red hen scooped the wheat into a wheelbarrow, she said,
This must be ground into flour. I think I need some help. Who's going to help me take it to the mill?
Not I, said the goose.
Not I, said the cat.
Not I, said the dog.
All right, well, then I guess I'll just have to do it myself. Myself.
And she did. The miller ground the wheat into flour and put it into a bag for the little red hen, who had to, of course, push it all home by herself in her wheelbarrow. Well, not long after that, it was a cool, beautiful fall morning. The little red hen got up and asked,
Well, I think that today would be a really good day to make some bread, yeah. Who's going to help me bake that bread?
Not I, said the goose.
Well, not I, said the cat.
Not I. Not I, not I, not I, said the dog.
All right. Well, then I'll bake it myself.
And she did. She mixed the flour with milk and eggs and butter and salt. She kneaded the dough and shaped it into a beautiful plump loaf. She put it into the oven. And oh, as it baked, the smell of that baking bread filled the air. It was so delicious that the goose stopped talking and came over. The cat stopped brushing her beautiful fur and walked over. And the dog, who had been sleeping as much as he could, woke up and ambled over. When the little red hen took the freshly baked bread out of the oven, she said,
"Who's going to help me eat the bread?"
"I will, I will, I will, I will," said the goose.
"I will, I will, I will," said the cat.
"I will, I will, I'd like some, yes, I will."
"Well, you will, won't you all? Well, who planted the wheat and took care of it? Who cut the wheat and brought it over to the miller? Who brought the wheat flour home and made it into a loaf of bread and baked it? I did it myself, I did it myself, I did it myself, and I'm gonna eat it myself."
And she did.